maybe. It might hang on an awful long time. You got to be in love with a boat to pay that kind of money.
Uh-huh.
Might so, wait quite a while finding somebody.
Let's see. So you were asking 95?
Yeah.
And the most expensive countess is, what is that, resale?
I don't know what was the name of the one that went for 75. But the owner only got 60-something because there was a commission in there, say.
Uh-huh.
Right.
I'll be getting 80.
Okay, but then 75 was the maximum that a countess has sold for on the resale market.
Right.
Okay, well that, you know, I don't, you know a lot more about boats and their resale value than I do, but it occurs to me that, you know, if that's what they're going for, that's what they're going for.
Yeah.
What kind of commission does a broker get?
10%.
Well, actually, then that's 95. That would be only be 85. You might as well sell it for 80.
Yeah, that's why I figure.
You know, because if we got to go to a broker, you know, the difference is only $5,500.
Yeah.
I'd say take it, Pop.
Yeah, I think I will if you'll come up with it.
I was going to ask, is he paying cash?
Yeah, I assume so. We haven't discussed that.
But
right.
Just so you don't, you know, you want to play it safe there and make sure that if he isn't, or that he pays cash.
Yeah.
And finances it somewhere else if he has to.
Yeah.
Exactly, because, you know, you don't want to be holding the financing if he runs her aground or something.
Yeah. Right.
That's what a bank should do.
Yeah.
It's a bank's job.
Sure.
I'd say that's pretty good, Pop. Who's,
is this the kind of thing where you can make a counter offer of, say, 85?
Well, that's what I did.
Okay.
He's kind of shooting me down to 80. And he is Jewish.
Right.
Did you get your box yet?
Yes, I did. That's why I called you.
Oh. Good.
We got it yesterday afternoon late.
Uh-huh.
So I thank you very much.
What is it weigh?
Well, they claim they wrote down 700, but I dispute that.
Yeah.
They also charged $400 to ship it, and I dispute that. Because they were quoting me $32.90 per hundred weight when I called them on the phone.
Yeah.
That's why we ship Ted stuff, differently, because Ted stuff went out at 39 something per hundred weight, and if it had gone with Ted stuff, it would have brought the whole load up.
Yeah.
Well, Christ, $33 dead weight, you know, is only that's only $231.
Yeah.
You know, shipping. That ain't $400. And so I think what happened is it just said sailboat on the thing, and I think they shipped it as an uncrated sailboat.
Oh, I guess so.
Which probably has a very high cost, and you know, this thing, of course, was a crated one. Matter of fact, it's on the roof of my car right now, heading home.
Wow.
So,
got her all unpacked.
Oh, yeah, I spent about an hour and a half this morning unpacking it.
Yeah.
So I thank you very much.
Wow, you did all the doing here.
Well, all three boys are really going to enjoy that this summer. Henry's already put in a reservation for it for about 2 weeks in July. He wants to take it someplace. Oh yes, it's a perfect boat. It fits on the roof of my car.
Yeah.
Everything worked out pretty well.
Hey, great. I'll have to do a little something with that rudder.
Yeah, I looked at the rudder closely today, and I think the whole wood part of the rudder needs replacing.
Yeah.
You know, it's the crack down the center of the wood piece which is causing the play.
Oh.
But that's no problem. I'm sure there's Alcort dealers out here.
Yeah, they have spares.
Yeah. And a little elbow grease on the decks and some pop rivets on the gunwale plate and a little elbow grease on the aluminum parts and it'll be like new.
Yeah. Good. I'm glad the air is going to come to some good use.
Oh, it definitely will.
Yeah.
So do you head back to the hospital this coming week?
Yeah, I'll go over Monday morning.
And what, this is the last week?
Thank God.
You must be getting sick of hospital rooms.
Oh, I am. Furthermore, that machine makes you physically sick.
Hmm.
Right.
So I just go through the routine and get it
right on schedule, huh?
Yeah.
Are you eating anything this weekend?
Yeah, I only lost a couple of pounds out of that tan I gained when I was home.
Huh, good.
So, I've been fighting it with everything I've got there.
Right.
But it's a hard fight, Ma.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Well, great to hear from y'all.
Okay, do you know your telephone number in Miami?
Yeah, the hospital number is, oh gee, I'd have to look that up.
No problem. Why don't you just give us a call, say next Tuesday or Wednesday from the hospital?
Yeah, I will.
You know, while you're sitting there doing nothing.
Yeah, I'll call your collect.
Sure, preferably not around, noon when you're throwing up.
Yeah. I'll give you a call like 10 o'clock your time.
Okay, yeah. Give us a call, collect. We'll tell the lady at the desk to accept a collect call.
Sounds like a young lady to me.
Right, she is.
Yeah, it's a little awkward to charge calls.
No problem.
Well, I guess I can charge it to this one.
Well, whatever you want to do.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling, fellas.
Well, thank you, Pop.
Thanks for coming here.
Good.
We'll know by next weekend more where the hell I stand on this medical situation.
Okay, and you know, once you start putting on some weight and getting some strength up, consider coming out here a little later in the spring.
Yeah.
So,
I'd like to do that.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Well, good to talk to you, Pop.
Very good. Thanks for calling.
We'll talk to you next week.
See y'all.
Get some rest.
Bye-bye.
See you, bye.
Bye.